why did you want to come down today?
Well, in football, he did more for me than any other man, other than my brother. B, because we were such good friends after I retired from playing football, going into management and him bringing me back to Coventry. He brought me back twice. And when I became manager, the first man to come in the house was Jimmy and said, right, here we go. Now you have taken something on. And we got on great. Marvellous man. Very honest, very tactically astute, and for me, I don't think there's been a better man for football than Jimmy Hill.
I think that's true. I've been speaking to fans outside, you know, they say Fergie was great for Man U, but yeah. Jimmy Hill was good for football.
Yeah, Jimmy did so much. The 3 points was a magnificent. How he ever thought of that, I don't know. And also, you know, all-seater stadium. He was the first to have the all-seater stadium. Trains going for our fans to go away. We put on the Sky Blue special. You know, got the song going. Everybody knew it and everybody would be singing it. You know, and he had so many open sort of doors for football, which was, at the time, was not at its best, to be honest. And he came and changed it, got the maximum wage. And I was his first signing from Chelsea. And I thought, I'm going to make a fortune. The maximum wage is gone. I got a £5 rise out of him. And I thought I was lucky in the end getting that.
I think, why do you think he does have such a huge, he grabs people, you know, they follow him, they're really behind him, you know, obviously Coventry City as a whole, but the whole of the football community,
yeah,
really.
Yeah, football is one of those games where really, very clicky it can be, you know, but with Jimmy, he opened the game up, and by saying that, he brought the union into it, and at Chelsea we were one of the worst clubs, which he came for to me. I was captain at the time and he said, I want to get all the players together. I've only got two members here. And he came and they signed there and then, the whole team did, to join the union. And I thought, anybody who can talk this lot into signing, every player that was at the meeting signed. And I thought that was somebody special, got them to do that. And that was him. You know, he would, if there was somebody beating a drum, he'd go on and play the drums. If there was somebody blowing the trumpet, he'd go on and blow the trumpet. He was so good at everything he sort of approached. And I had to drive his car, which is the only thing about him which I said wasn't any good. A Rapier, and my first trip to see Coventry after he signed me, could you take my car? And I took it, it's old Rapier, and the M1 had just opened, and it had a hood on it, you know. And the hood blew off coming out the motorway, didn't it? And I thought, what am I going to say to Jimmy? He's just signed me. I brought his car up here and I've lost the hood. But all he said was, well, he said, it happened to me 2 or 3 times, so I wouldn't worry too much.
So what's your standout memory then? What would you say, the number one?
Number one, I think, is building a team and team spirit, a dressing room that would all go out and play their hearts out for a single man. And that was Jimmy Hill.